Hello, this is Lynn here, and we just finished up the last official day of the 2012 AGO National Convention here in Nashville. It was a very satisfying convention, and I can honestly say I learned a lot that I hope to take back home with me and to apply. It just seems like such an overwhelming amount of stuff. I mean, the conference really started Sunday, and it was just pretty much jam-packed with activities, you know, meetings, all of that. So, anyway, in brief, here was my day. I guess you could, I'll borrow a page from Mike Kuipers and call this highlights of my day, because there really were a lot of highlights. First of all, I only signed up for one workshop today, and the workshop was titled Suggestions for Leading in the Assembly. It was led by Reverend Dr. Trigvi Johnson, who is the Dean of the Chapel at Hope College in Holland, Michigan. I'll have to admit that the session didn't go exactly as I expected, but it was kind of a pleasant surprise. He talked about leading worship from the point of view of clergy, so I found it to be very useful, and there were some things that I was able to relate to, considering my experiences as well. So very, very useful meeting. Right after my morning session, I had the wonderful chance to meet SQPN community member Jenny Townsend, who lives in a suburb of Nashville, so it was really nice to spend some time with her and to have lunch. We ate at the old spaghetti factory, I guess over by the riverfront. So it was really nice to be spending time with her and sharing a meal with her. I sincerely hope our paths cross again. She's really nice. After that, we had two afternoon concerts. And since I was in the A group, I went first to, I think it was Brentwood United Methodist, to listen to Jane Parker Smith. And then followed that by going off to First Presbyterian Church in Nashville and listening to Harum Han. They were both really, really good recitalists, I cannot imagine being the last organ solo recitalists for a big convention like this, but they both really did a wonderful job, and they both played very, very enjoyable recitals, so bravo to both of them. After that, hung out with Laura, who is the Region 4 counselor, based in Florida, Gainesville, Florida. And then also with Betty and Becca. There are a couple of people who I met here. I roomed with Becca for the week, so it's been a lot of fun being with these people. We went to Joe's Crab Shack, and I haven't been to one of those for a while, ever since Durham's Joe's Crab Shack shut down, so it was really nice to be there. And then after that, the closing event was a very long concert with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, and also a pair of organists played both solo pieces, and they also played along with the orchestra. Organist Nathan Lauba and Todd Wilson. So it was a really, really wonderful program, and I would say a very fitting program to close out the entire convention. But yeah, it was a very, very long program. So yeah, it was the most satisfying convention. I'm so glad I went. So the next AGO National Convention will take place in late June 2014 in Boston. I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't been to Boston since, definitely November 1999, so it's been too long. I'm looking forward to coming back. So, Joe Sko and Ryan Lynch, you know I'll be looking out for you. And, anyway, I think I'll go ahead and conclude this now and toddle off to bed. I've got a long drive ahead of me tomorrow. So, thanks for spending time with me, looking over pictures, reading my posts, listening to these audio journals. And until next time, goodbye and God bless.